During the coming week, tens of thousands of children and women living in over 80 camps along the Mogadishu-Afgoy corridor will receive a package of critical life-saving interventions. The UN Children's Fund says children under age 5 will receive measles, polio, diphtheria, tetanus, and tuberculosis vaccines. In addition, they will receive vitamin A, which helps boost their immunity against illness. UNICEF says the week-long campaign also targets women of reproductive age. About 56,000 will receive iron supplementation and tetanus toxoid immunization. Hundreds of thousands of Somalis who fled fighting in Mogadishu have gone to the Afgoy region about 30 kilometers south of the capital. In an interview from Mogadishu, UNICEF communication officer Misbah Sheikh told VOA conditions under which the displaced people are living are appalling.
Many of the camps are overcrowded. There is a lot of potential for diseases, and especially waterborne disease. And in fact, in the past, Somalia has seen outbreaks of cholera, and I believe that thousands of people have died.
UNICEF says Somalia is one of the worst places on earth for children. It reports 1 in 8 children dies before age 5. 1 in 3 is chronically malnourished. 30% of children go to school, and life expectancy is 47 years on average. Sheikh says 16 years of conflict have destroyed Somalia's health system. She says there are not enough trained doctors and nurses to provide essential services for the population. She says recent data show targeted immunization campaigns, such as the one going on now, do make a difference in reducing the number of children who die each year from measles and polio.
It's very important that people understand that despite what everybody hears on the media on a daily basis, you know, there's bloodletting and whatnot, there are wonderful things going on. There's latrines being constructed, there's water reaching people who need it, children who are malnourished are getting treated and referred, which is not to say that we're reaching every child. There are lots of challenges, there are tremendous gaps.
Sheikh says this immunization campaign along the Afgoy Road is one of 3 that UNICEF and its partners will organize in the coming weeks. She says these campaigns have proven to be very cost-effective. She says UNICEF and the World Health Organization believe they can reach 3.5 million children and women in the next 2 years for as little as $15 per person per year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.